This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Royals lineup is out for their first baseball game of 2025. That game can be heard today on 96.5 The Fan at 2 o'clock.
Must be nice to be Carrington now.
Well, he's still got to do the show from 5 to 6.
Oh, he does?
Well, we'll see.
Oh, that's true. It is baseball. They do move fast now. I forgot about that.
Yeah, they don't
that's
really right. Do stuff in postgame. Jonathan India, Bobby Witt Jr.
India in left field.
Mm-hmm. Witt, obviously, at short. Pasquantino at first. Renfro at DH. Michael Massey at second. Velasquez, I guess they're still trying that guy out. He's in right field. Kyle Isbell's in center. Lofton at third. O'Keefe is catching. And Lynch IV, as Bob calls him, is pitching. O'Keefe is probably just a guy trying to make a roster. I bet his number is like 71.
I literally never heard of that guy. Yeah. Right. O'Keefe, huh?
Yeah. So no Melendez, no Sal. Now, obviously, it's spring. They're just...
Well, I mean, they're clearly done for the year. They're not in the first lineup. Do they want this or not?
Yeah.
They're not. Honestly, do you want this or not? Do you want to be division champs or not?
Mm-hmm.
Because it sure seems like O'Keefe wants it more than Sal.
Yeah.
Anybody know what O'Keefe's name is?
They really got to work on this load management in spring baseball. Like, guys are going to Arizona to see Salvador Perez play baseball, and he's not playing.
Got
to
play.
That's a shame.
Got to play him in spring training.
Shame. I wanted to go see MJ Melendez. That's the only time he ever does.
He's not playing?
Nope. That's the only time he ever does anything productive in spring.
Yeah.
Darn. I guess I'll just waste my ticket in Arizona.
O'Keefe. I want more on that guy.
That's normally what's at the bottom of a grinder. It is Friday. It is 9 o'clock. Let's get into the Richard of the Week here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan.
Richard, I'm so happy. Hold me.
Richard of the Week.
Not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
I could say Brock from the old number five says O'Keefe is the main character from Caddyshack. Dolly, am I hot today? Amazon can be my Richard of the Week for many reasons. One, they bought the James Bond franchise, or they're taking the content control of the James Bond franchise from the Broccoli family. But that's not why Amazon is my Richard of the Week. A 29-year-old woman in Baltimore, Maryland, was run over by an Amazon delivery driver in a van. I don't know if you've seen the video. It's pretty graphic. But the incident happened on February 18th while the woman was crossing the street. The driver briefly stopped as the victim was heard weeping on the street under the vehicle, but he accelerated and rolled over her body again. After spending around 30 seconds with the woman, the driver walked back to their van and drove away. The victim was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The driver has been suspended from his duties. How do we run over people? Like, that's where I'm at. Like, how do you honestly, like, run over somebody crossing a street? You're either on your cell phone or you're just a Richard.
Well, I think like when we drive in, there's a lot of times I will see people in full black gear walking down the street at night or early in the morning. If you're going to be out walking and it's dark, you've got to wear bright colors. You've got to wear a reflector. You've got to watch where you are.
This is in a four-way stop. in Baltimore, and it's lit up.
Yeah.
I mean, there's lights everywhere. There's even the hanging Edison bulb lights on the street.
Yeah, because you're not paying attention, exactly. is what it ultimately boils down to. And I think we were talking about this off the air the other day. Texting and driving to me now is worse than drinking and driving. I don't think many people drink and drive as much as they used to because we now have Uber. It's right there on our phone. If you're drinking and driving in this day and age,
you're just
a piece of trash.
Yes.
I mean, there's just no other
lazy,
way to put it,
idiot,
right?
Yeah,
lazy,
whatever
the case may be. Uber, Lyft, they're right there on your phone. You can get a ride home. I don't think drinking and driving is as popular, if you will, as it was 20 years ago. It shouldn't be, right? The texting and driving thing, though, is a major crisis in this country right now.
Well, and you can call it. Like, you'll see somebody in front of you, and they'll, like, hug a lane.
Oh,
and then you're like, I guarantee when I pass this person, they're on their phone.
And used to be that back in the day was they were drunk, right?
Like, but
they were doing
back.
That. But now this happens at 10 in the morning, 11, 12, like, all through the midday. It happens when you're picking up your kids at school. You can see these cars drifting. I do drive alongside these cars when I see people texting, and I lay on the horn. And it scares the hell out of those people in the car.
Do the John Candy?
Yeah, right? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And they look at you, and I honk again. I kind of give them like a Larry David look, like, what are we doing here,
like,
right?
What are you doing? Yeah.
Like, and if you think I'm bad because I'm scaring them, they're scaring me because they're on their phone while they're driving instead of paying attention to the damn road. And it drives me up a wall. And the texting and driving crisis in this country is really getting out of hand to the point where I think it was yesterday on 69, there was an accident. And I'm like, there was no ice. There was no nothing. Clearly, to me anyway, it looked like, and I think you guys would agree because I think you saw it as well, somebody was clearly on their phone and not paying attention and caused a 3-car accident. Like, you are a selfish human being if you think you need to be on your phone while you're behind the wheel of the car. Put it down. It's not that important.
I will be honest, and I will say this. I do it too much. Like, there's times where I text and I'm like, that text didn't need to be sent. Or there's times where, like, obviously I talk to myself a lot where, like, I'll, like, be looking at a text and, like, text in, and then all of a sudden I'll see that I'm doing it. I'm like, Dusty, put the damn phone down.
Yeah, it can wait.
Just wait till you get to a red light.
Same.
Wait till you get to a stop sign. Wait till you get to a parked location, and then you can say something. Because if somebody texts you and it's like, hey, what are your plans this evening? And you don't respond in 5 minutes, like, I guess you're not going to talk to me. That person doesn't need to be in your life anyway.
Yeah, that's the other thing. And even if you have...
And that rarely, if ever, happens.
Yeah, but, like, even if you have, like, Apple CarPlay or Android CarPlay or whatever they call it, you know, in your car, like, speaking the text is one thing, but it's never right. And so then you're back on your phone checking and correcting all the mistakes that Siri made, because she sucks at her job. Siri is the worst person at their job.
Is that your Richard of the Week?
Anything. My Richard of the Week is actually Mother Nature.
And
I'm done with you. Okay.
Yeah.
That's my Richard of the Week is Mother Nature. I'm going the female version this week. Up yours, Mother Nature. Because this has sucked. Like, bad it has sucked, right?
I just want to know what grass looks like.
Oh, please. My God. It's I mean, we haven't had, literally, there's been snow on the ground every day since January 3rd, and it hasn't dissipated since.
Yeah. It just looks like Tony Montana's desk out there everywhere you turn. Like,
just when we were getting out of the snow, another storm hit, right? So hopefully this time next week with the 60-degree days, it's all gone and we don't have to worry about this anymore. But right now, Mother Nature, you're my Richard of the Week.
Well, and it's just to punch you in the freaking face cold, man. Like the snow and then this. Yeah, so I agree. Mine would be... person literally tried to hit me on Wednesday on the road, like legitimately had a road rage because it was right after the snow. I was going a big curve. I have a little Lexus. I get you can drive too slow. We talked about it. It can be unsafe. But on this big curve, it was still icy and snowy. I was taking it slow, 20 miles an hour, not like molasses, but I was taking it slower. It's a big curve. I have a little car. I'm sorry. This guy is on my ass. And I'm like, okay, fine.
Red truck with truck nuts?
No, you'd think. It's a Ford Fusion, little car like mine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then riding my ass the whole time, gets over, it does the whole thing, and then I'm like, okay, I guess you're an a-hole, whatever. And then drives, and we're kind of, you know, neck and neck on either lane, and then comes into my lane on purpose. I'm on the right shoulder of the lane, like I'm almost hitting like a curb, like trying to hit me, and then gets up, speeds up in front of me, stops right in front of me to like try to get me to run them over, run them, hit the rear end them. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was crazy. I did ascend a finger.
Good.
A finger did ascend.
You should have, yeah.
I was just
pissed.
Wave and smile. Sometimes you just smile at him. Hi.
I wish I could. I just could not control.
Yeah.
I was pissed.
It's easy after the fact to think, I should have just smiled.
I should have just smiled.
Because that would have got him even more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would have riled him up even more. Was he on his phone, too?
I don't think so.
He was on Mac's ass.
Yes, dude. Like, what did I do? It was 5 seconds behind me.
I've only had
which is a long time when you're driving.
That's I've only had one guy that really got really upset with me for something that I did that was probably my fault because I think I was like merging over and I didn't see him behind me.
Sometimes that happens.
And like it's called a blind spot.
Yeah.
And so like I went right back over and like he sped up and then stopped lane by lane.
That guy.
And I was like, sorry. And he was just like, he's like, you know, doing all this stuff and just kept going with me. Cause then I did the just stay forward. Just look forward.
Yeah. Just stay focused, Dusty.
Yeah. Stay focused, Dusty. And I'm just doing this. And the whole time I can just see that he's just right there. I'm like, all right, dude.
And then eventually it's
just the, I'm like, awesome. Congratulations.
You won.
You win, dude.
Yeah. Plus, that guy's a loser.
I don't trust road rage because I don't know who's going to pull out a gat and put my life to its end. Like, don't want that. It ain't that deep, man. I'll get to work. I'll get home. Why are you so angry? We're driving. Imagine what happens when we can fly these cars. That's coming.
Oh, we've been hearing that since my childhood.
Can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
Road rage is insane. People lose all. Train of thought.
Leave five minutes earlier, man. Like, it's not that hard. No. The reason you're road raging is because you're late. That's on you.
When someone's road raging, just give them a thumbs up.
Yeah, that's a good one as well. I've done that before. It shakes them a little bit. They're not sure how to respond.
Mm-hmm. I'm a truck driver. I used to do road work on the highway. So if I see someone texting while driving, I honk my horn and tell them to get off your effing phones. Man, you get a truck to honk at you. Do people still do the...
I do all the time.
The truck honk?
Yeah, all the time. Kids love it. They think it's hysterical. They beep every time.
Mm.
Love it.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.